This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. This item from the immigration file today. President Trump says he is going to cut direct financial aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras in service, the White House says, of slowing the flow of Central American migrants into the United States. The money is used to fight drug trafficking and gang violence, also promoting economic growth down there. From KUT in Austin, Texas, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports now on what cutting that aid would mean for people south of the border and whether it would, in fact, slow down migration.
After a surge of Central Americans arrived at the Texas border in 2014, similar to what we're seeing now, the Obama administration ramped up aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
A lot of that money goes to prevent young people from joining gangs.
Juan Gonzalez helped oversee the program in the Obama administration.
U.S. assistance to the region has never been about giving them something. In fact, the argument was that we made was that we were going to have very strict conditions to the provision of that assistance.
But the Trump administration doesn't think those conditions are being met, and it's demanding that Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador stop their citizens from leaving. White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney explained the approach yesterday on CNN.
We could prevent a lot of what's happening on the southern border by preventing people from moving into Mexico in the first place.
So is cutting aid going to stop the outflow of refugees?
No, it's actually going to accelerate it.
That's Kyle Longley at Arizona State University.
This is a knee-jerk reaction to try to force the governments of those countries to making people stay home.
Longley says, simply put, less aid is going to lead to more poverty and violence in those countries, and more people are going to want to leave. But there are problems with the aid program to Central America, says Kristen Martinez-Guguerli at the University of Pittsburgh.
It might not be being allocated in the exactly perfect way. Maybe that's why we haven't seen all of the positive change that we expected from it.
She says more money should be directed to criminal justice reform in these countries to make them safer and less corrupt for residents who want to stay there. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.